Hello, and welcome to Calming Anxiety. I'm your host, Martin Hewlett. And for those who are new, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and paramedic with over 20 years' experience. All these shows are a blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis to help you leave anxiety, fear, and doubt behind. If you've found benefit from any of our sessions, do feel free to share them on social media with your friends, family and colleagues so that we can spread even more kindness around our world. Today, it's time to find your quiet place all to yourself. You can lie down or sit, headphones on as well. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. And reaching out with your thoughts, truly feel each and every breath to intimately be aware of every subtle feeling as you inhale, as your chest expands to draw in all of that life-giving force. Maybe be aware the sensation of the fabric of clothing against the skin on your chest as you inhale, or the sound that the air makes as it passes through your nose. Always be mindful of the moment between the in and the out breath. And then as you breathe out, understand that feeling mindful relaxation of every muscle fiber in your body, giving up the stress, the tension that's built up over the day, and that feeling of drifting deeply into a beautiful state, relaxed, still, and calm. Just you, the rhythmic rise and fall of every single breath, and the sound of my voice. And relax deeply, safely, and secure in your own thoughts. Deeper and deeper you go, as if your beautiful mind was being softly cradled as it floats further and further down. And even if you become distracted, if random thoughts of tasks left undone, daydream, if they pop into your thoughts, simply acknowledge them. This is natural. And then slowly, but firmly, bring your focus back once more to the rhythm of each breath, to the rise and fall, and float deeply. As your thoughts become tranquil, maybe visualize in your thoughts being able to see all the stress, the negative thoughts, the anger, the sadness, simply melting away from every cell to leave you refreshed, refocused, positive and healthy. As you relax even deeper now, every out-breath helping you float deeper and deeper, whatever deeper means to you. Simply relax. Every in-breath bringing in hope, love and positivity, every exhalation, letting go of doubt, of anxiety. And as your thoughts become still, as you drift further and further down with the rise and fall of every breath, visualize these beautiful, simple words in your mind on every out-breath. I am a survivor and proud of my scars. See these words in your mind's eye and learn to be proud of the path you have traveled. Forgive the mistakes of your past, but be proud of who you are, of how far you have come, of the struggles endured and the lessons learned. And repeat, I am a survivor and proud of my scars. I am a survivor and proud of my scars. And set yourself free from a negative or painful path, opening your eyes and mind to a new day, a new world of experience and opportunity. I am a survivor and proud of my scars. Feel the meaning, the intent, and feel these words write themselves into the very fabric of your psyche, of who you are, of how you think, feel, and react. I am a survivor and proud of my scars. And relax and drift, content to just float in the moment between the in and the out, to rewire the way you think and see the world around you. Take a deep intake of breath. Reorientate your beautiful mind to the endless possibilities and joy of the world outside. Take another deep in breath. Fill your lungs up completely to the top once more, stretching out your arms and legs, and eyes open and smile. Have a great day. Learn to be proud of your journey, no matter how dark. The lessons learned help us move forward with possibility. For the record, my body has a few eclectic, rather large scars from some awesome, silly mistakes of my life, as does my mind and personality. But through opening up and being honest with myself, I've grown as a person. My desire now, just from day to day, to be happier, to be content, and then to share all of this with as many people as possible, so that hopefully they will never suffer for as long as I or others have, but to improve the quality, the harmony of our own worlds and those of our friends, family and colleagues around us. Imagine if we could orchestrate and engineer all of this a bit like the pandemic, but for good, for positivity, for the wealth of human knowledge and happiness. That would be a wonderful legacy for both of us. Take care, my friend. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Enjoy your day, and in everything, simply be kind.